Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and the Grand Domo of all things related to the Press Box and Louisville Thoroughbred Society, Gene McLean and Gino, we have arrived. I mean, we've only actually been in official summer for, what, less than a month, but we have already arrived at the time where our attention turns to the spa.
Saratoga, my good friend. If you've never been there, you ought to go and at least take one tour of duty around the beautiful town of Saratoga. And the racetrack there has tremendous history, and not only in the sport, but, really from the history of the region and everything else. But it's just a lovely place to visit.
Yep. I have not had a chance to make that trip yet. Looking forward to it at some point in time down the road. But let's go ahead and talk racing. And, you know, every day is a big day in that meet at Saratoga. But let's go ahead and get to later today. Let's see. You will have trainer Chad Brown, who is looking to capture the first grade one of the meet as he saddles four and a half million dollar Diana.
You know, you think at some point it would get alarming, but this is kind of run of the mill for Chad Brown now, is to have four in a grade one race. Buzzy, he won 18 stakes races at the recently concluded Belmont Park meet. 18
right.
Stakes. He won, I think, three grade ones during that meet. This is the first grade one for the Saratoga meet, which just kicked off this week. Earlier than usual, Buzzy, Saratoga is going to a five-day race week, being dark on Monday and Tuesday. They had traditionally been open on Mondays, but they moved the meet back another week into July, so they get an extra week, but they'll go without racing on Mondays now. But the grade one Diana, you know, dominated on paper by Chad Brown's four horses, and you're going to have to beat one of these four to try to win the race, in my opinion, Buzzy.
Okay, so of the four, talk to me either about the group collectively or the one of the four that you like.
Well, you know, the four is dominated by Sister Charlie, who won the grade one Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf last November at Churchill Downs. She's now a five-year-old Irish bred. This, you know, she's just tremendous. And you know, she's just had a tremendous year last year, winning the championship, winning the Eclipse Award. She boasts the highest amount of lifetime earnings in the Diana six-horse field, over $2.5 million in earnings. But she will be making her first start since that race at Churchill, Buzzy, 8 months on the sidelines. She has been training well. She loves Saratoga. She's the horse I think you have to beat. And you say out of the six, four of them are trained by Brown. So, you know, the two leading candidates to try to beat her, I think, are Rushing Fall, who has won 8 of 9 career starts. Four of those have been grade ones, Buzzy. You know, she won the Jenny Wiley to start the 2019
right.
campaign here at Keeneland. She's by More Than Ready, and you well know how much I love that sire. The thing that perplexes me a little about her is, does she want to go a mile and an eighth? You know, that's stretching her, I think, to her ultimate distance. So she may be a little vulnerable at that distance. She gets Javier Castellano, the horse that may end up upsetting the apple cart a little bit, is Homerique, who is a third of the four horsemen that Chad Brown has, Buzzy. And this is a four-year-old daughter of Exchange Rate. She placed twice in Group 1 company over in France, and then she moved here. And in her first start, she was in the Grade 3 Belgae on May 11th at Belmont. She defeated Competition of Ideas. I think, you know, she moves up to her Grade 1 status here. I think the way she really runs, closes well, she gets Irad Ortiz, Homerique, in an upset.
Okay, so we go from the Diana to the other feature on the card, Tomato Bill headlining the field in the Sanford Stakes.
Yeah, you know, 6 furlongs is stretching out for these horses. 5-horse field in the 6-furlong, grade 3, 150,000 Sanford for the 2-year-olds. You know, Tomato Bill had a nice work on Saturday. He's been training really well for trainer Christophe Clement. You know, he was purchased, Buzzy, for $500,000
right.
at Phase and Tipton just a year ago, their 2018 Saratoga sale. So, you know, he's familiar with the grounds while he may not be familiar with the racetrack. He draws post position 4, gets Kendrick Carmouche in the saddle. You know, you never know with these 2-year-olds, Buzzy. I think that Tomato Bill will be one you have to watch. There's another horse in here, Raging Whiskey, that you may have to watch. He picks up Javier Castellano for the mount. I'm going with another horse, though, and you will maybe be intrigued by this one.
Yes, and that would be?
By Your Side. Which I'm always by your
yes,
side.
Yes, no question, right?
Well, he'll be making his first stake start, but he won at Churchill Downs. The reason I like this horse is I saw him that day at Churchill Downs. The Son of Constitution really outkicked a horse by the name of Basin in the stretch, won by a nose at going 5.5 furlongs, trained by Eddie Keneally. This horse was purchased for $240,000 at the 2018 Keeneland September sale. And he'll have Iraz Ortiz up. I really like the way this horse finished his race. You don't find many 2-year-olds this early in the year, one that can really take some dirt in their face and close, but really grind out and get a gritty, tough nose win that he did. And, Buzzy, I was impressed with his run at Churchill, and that's the horse I'm going with, By Your Side, in the Sanford.
And, of course, in your exotics, you will also be using Cusina, I'm guessing. Am I correct about that?
Without a doubt. Trained by Mark Cassie, a son of Northern the Fleet. Getting Tyler Gaffleone in the saddle. You know, Cassie ran this horse at Gulfstream and kind of got away slow in that race. Made a nice kind of middle move and ran off pretty good at the end. But, you know, I think Cusina is a horse that you well have picked out here could be right there at the wire. In addition to my horse, By Your Side.
Absolutely. His owner, Don Disney, has a great affinity not only for the SEC but for all things Kentucky. He's a huge booster down at Florida. Every time we're down at a game, he always sits us down, talks, and it's not only about sports, obviously, of the day, but it's about horses as well. And so Don Disney is a guy who has been great for the game. And I like Cusina as well. But as you said, I, Mr. McLean, am always by your side.
Buzzy, you know a little Don Disney trivia?
Go ahead. Lay it on me.
He's a big Eastern Kentucky University fan.
I did not know that now.
Yes, Donald Disney went to Eastern Kentucky University and is a huge fan of our good friend Roy Kidd, the Hall of Fame coach.
Come on, let's go.
Coach at Eastern. And next time you have an opportunity to sit down with Donald Disney, talk to him a little bit about Roy Kidd and Eastern Kentucky University, my alma mater as well, and talk to him a little bit about the school over there in Richmond and their fine, fine football, former football coach, Hall of Famer,
there you go.
Roy Kidd.
Both of them Hall of Famers. All right, and that's the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend, because we're always by your side.
Yes, we are. Have a great weekend.
See you, bye.